Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think, as almost everyone in this room is aware, Ms. Catherine Coleman, better known to us as Cat Coleman, has been stolen from us by Mr. Laird at the state. We wish her absolute well, and we're only sorry that we couldn't continue this for many, many more years to come. But we have put together a resolution. This has been done by staff and board and everyone who has been involved with CAT. And I will read it. I will go quickly. We limited it only to 2,216 pages. Whereas the members of the California Regional Water Quality Control Board, North Coast Region, wish to thank our very dear friend, Catherine Cat Coleman, for her service to the people of the state of California and as executive officer, and whereas the Regional Water Board appointed Cat as executive officer in August 2003, in which she served with distinction until appointed by Governor Brown in April 2012 to the position of Assistant Deputy Secretary for Oceans and Coastal Matters at the California Natural Resources Agency. And whereas Cat is a champion of her staff, establishing a staff awards program, effectively delegating tasks and encouraging training and leadership education. Throughout her tenure as executive officer, we witnessed how she protected her staff as well as the Regional Water Board from the blind side, adroitly deflecting unfair portrayals of people and issues and giving everyone a heads up on what to expect. And whereas Cat is always available, willing to hear individual perspectives, appreciative towards people who act honorably and treat others well, placing a high value on well-thought-out plans and alternatives, seeking clarity and the best way to present an issue. And whereas Cat is a gracefully poised and balanced person with amazing organizational and communication skills, proper as her position dictates, comfortable at all levels, seemingly unaffected by extreme demands and pressure, remaining effective throughout, known for not avoiding the unpleasant, not delaying, and responding aggressively when appropriate, as we witnessed her challenging the unfair characterization or unwarranted accusation. And whereas Cat is true to her word, superbly savvy in the diplomatic arts, able to recognize all sides in an issue, and focused on finding balanced solutions, we often find that results of negotiations in which she participated was a compromise that was agreeable to all parties. The Regional Water Board heard from those whose requests were not fully accepted that they felt they were treated fairly. And whereas the Regional Water Board wishes to highlight several of Cat's salient accomplishments, successfully managing the most complex and litigious adjudicatory process ever undertaken by the North Coast Regional Water Quality Control Board, the adoption of watershed-wide waste discharge requirements for Pacific Lumber Company for timber harvesting and forest management activities in Freshwater Creek and Elk River, providing the vision and leadership to assure the successful adoption of the Klamath, Lost, Scott, and Shasta River TMDLs and implementation plans, directing resources and accelerated pace of work associated with data collection and problem assessment, meeting with all stakeholders in the watersheds as well as representatives from the tribes, deftly negotiating elements of the plans while firm on the basic tenets of demonstrating progress and recovery of these watersheds, using her U.S. EPA experience to build working relationship with the tribes and federal wildlife agencies of the Klamath Basin, and helping pioneer the development of the cultural beneficial use designation in the Klamath Basin planning process, a designation that serves as a statewide model to this day. And whereas Cat demonstrated an unusual ability to create problem-solving community groups who would use on-the-ground wisdom to inform national and state regulatory requirements, and whereas Cat consistently recommended the appropriate regulatory framework to solve a problem using the best combination of the Porter-Cologne Act and the Clean Water Act, and whereas Cat was too kind and cordial to ever rush anyone out of her office, she never placed a clock within view of visitors, so those who rely on the surreptitious glance at the clock for a time check would be out of luck and late for the next appointment. Now, therefore, be it resolved that Kat will always remain a colleague, a compatriot in the protection of water quality, and most of all, a dear, dear friend to all who have been part of the North Coast Regional Water Quality Board for the last decade. The members of the California Regional Water Quality Control Board, North Coast Region, express their sincere appreciation to Kat for her service to the Regional Water Board and the people of the state of California, and wish her success in all her future endeavors. To which we would say thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Board, staff, and the public, I barely recognize myself. I can't thank you enough for the kind words. It has been an incredible ride, probably the best job I will ever have in my life, though I have high hopes for the one I have, but I can't tell you how much fun I had. There were days, of course, my hair was on fire, particularly in the early days, and I know I'm proud to see Matt sitting over there, and I know his hair will go on fire on certain days, and then as time goes by, it will go on fire less and less. Certainly the PALCO hearings were as challenging as anything I have ever done or hoped to do in my life, and you guys were just terrific through a really hard, hellish process. And I just can't say how wonderful you as a board have been and how you've grown as a board. From when I started, it was sort of, I called it sort of a bunker mentality. It's like we were so under attack, to a board that, like today, watching you, great presentation from the HOOPA, and that just a really nice flow back and forth of information that is really unusual in boards. And so I just have to congratulate you guys on the terrific job you do as board members and the way you support the staff and support the public and really hold yourselves accountable for what is essentially a volunteer job and very demanding. And I think you guys just absolutely rock, and I think the whole process of regional boards rock. And I'm looking forward to working with you in my new job, because we have a new network of coastal marine protected areas up and down the coast of California, a bunch of them in this region, and we will be doing a lot of monitoring and working to implement to protect those marine protected areas. And Mr. Corbett, I are already working together again, and I expect to be working with the regional board in a different capacity. And so it's been great. It's been wonderful. I love you. I loved working with you and being your EO. So thank you very much.
Well, words are simply not enough. Don't go too far yet. Did you want to? Do you have something, Mr. Rivera? No?
I do have a special presentation, Mr. Chairman.
If I may, it's rather brief in here, but you may remember that Kat in her office had the print from the artist of Richard Stein. Excuse me, am I doing something wrong?
You need a mic.
I need a mic?
Here.
No, I've never been accused of needing a mic, but okay, I will.
I do what Ms. Correll says to do. And so we may remember that she had a print on her wall from the artist, and he is known for having a wicked sense of humor.
And this is called Cat in a Jar. And it says, and
that is
Cat Inside the Jar. Show the board. You may remember this from her wall, right? And so we mounted it with our signatures. Not all signatures are there, but we're working
on it. It says Kat having worked real, and that's crossed out, and it says very hard to get somewhere now, wondering where it is she really got. So with our signatures, you will take this with you, and hopefully you will remember us.
And continue to work with you. So it's not goodbye.
Well, thank you very much. It is not goodbye. We know where you are. Thank you very much. Thank you, Mr. Rivera.
Can I just say one word?
Yes, sir.
Just to say that, Kat, in my professional life, you've been a total mentor to me. I have learned so much from you. I am grateful for all the support you have given me throughout my career and the confidence that you've given me in recommending me. And I wish you well, and I look forward to continuing to work with you in your new capacity. So best of wishes, and thank you for everything.
All right. On that high note, we're going to take a 10-minute break. We'll be back here in 10 minutes. I don't know where. Here comes Heidi. Mr. Massey back now?
Yeah, they're back.
All right. All right. We'll get them. They're coming.